Topic 59. To give. There is a great law which can be embodied in the words, "To those who give all is given." Most aspirants to discipleship today do not know or realize this law. They do not give freely and fully, either to the work of the hierarchy or to those who need. Until they do, they limit their effectiveness and shut the door on supply, not only for themselves, but for the group with which they are affiliated in service. Herein lies responsibility. The clue to supply is personality, harmlessness, and dedication of all individual resources to the service of the great ones, without restraint and spontaneously. When you, as a disciple, try to live harmlessly in thought and word and deed, and when nothing is held back materially, emotionally, or from the angle of time, when physical strength is so given and the gift of all resources is accompanied with happiness, then the disciple will have all that is needed to carry on his work, and the same is true of all working groups of servers. Such is the law. Perfection is not yet possible, it is needless for me to say, but greater effort on your part to give and serve is possible. The time will therefore surely come when you, as individuals and part of a master's group, subordinate your personal lives to the need of humanity and to the intention of the master. You will be and not struggle so hard to be. You will give and not fight constantly the tendency not to give. You will forget your physical bodies and not give so much attention to them, and the result will be better health. You will think, and not live so deeply in the world of feeling. You will sanely and wisely, and as normal procedure, put the work of the Master and of service first. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, pages 692 through 693.